Big issue on Capitol Hill as the immigration reform bill makes its way through Congress is how the Obama administration will balance some level of forgiveness for illegal immigrants with increased security for U.S. border regions. The Obama administration, after what it says is a successful border security approach in Arizona, seems to be moving east to the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas. National immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, joins us now, Julia Preston. She shares a byline with Eric Lipton on this South Texas story. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, John.
What do you think is going on here? Is this success in Arizona being replicated in South Texas, or are forces pushed out of Arizona coming back to haunt South Texas along the Rio Grande?
I think it's a little of both. The Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection have had notable successes in their Tucson sector over the last 2 years. A few years ago, they declared what they called their last stand in Tucson after really uncontrolled illegal immigration across that border caused a furor even politically in the state of Arizona. And so the Border Patrol and border authorities really focused a lot of technology, new technology, surveillance equipment, drones, greatly increased their border agents on the ground in Arizona. And the result has been a new chapter in, by this time, an ongoing saga across the southwest border where the traffic just moves to another sector, which is a point of least resistance. In this case, the Rio Grande Valley of Texas.
What's the different geography between the Arizona-Mexico border and the Rio Grande-Mexico-U.S. border?
Well, Arizona is challenging for the Border Patrol and for the immigrants who are crossing, but because it's mountainous, it's cold in the wintertime, it's searing heat in the summertime, but it is an open desert by and large, and so a lot of the surveillance equipment that they've and technology that they have deployed in Arizona has been very effective because there's a long range of visibility. In South Texas, you're talking about a border that is in many places defined by the Rio Grande. It's river basin. There's cactus, thick cactus brush. There are sugar plantations. There are places where you can't put up a fence because it's either river basin or their flood control reasons. So this is actually a very complex and difficult terrain to patrol.
The president is not necessarily very popular in Texas, but I'm wondering if this approach, cracking down on the Rio Grande, is popular among Texas politicians and the citizens along the border.
Well, it's I think that the concern down there is that Congress is considering this major legalization for 11 million people, and certainly in South Texas there's a feeling that border security is not quite there yet to allow that to happen, and people want to see assurances that there will be border security, tough border security in the bill if it's going to pass.
And so this, what's going on in the Rio Grande may be for Capitol Hill consumption to influence the Senate debate, not necessarily what's happening in South Texas.
Well, this is certainly going to have an impact on the debate. You have Arizona that is now, the senators are in favor of this reform, and you have this surge in Texas where the two senators from the state are very skeptical about the reform. So the facts on the ground are playing out in the Senate as well.
Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. She shared the byline with Eric Lipton on this story about immigration enforcement along the Rio Grande. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.